All right, Wednesday afternoon. We are already halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us. Again, the beginning of 2026. And we once again have a lot to talk about this afternoon. So what do we have to do to keep people in Louisiana? Louisiana is the number one nation in terms of population, the number one state in the nation in terms of population loss. That's not good, but a lot of people are leaving here. And the truth is, I don't blame them. Louisiana needs to do a better job for keeping people here. And we'll talk a little bit about that. The state that is the most popular in terms of new residents is the state of Oregon. So we'll get into that a little bit later. And, you know, if you want to add to the conversation, if you could leave Louisiana, would you? Would you get out of this state? And why do you think people want to leave Louisiana? There's one central point that I want to make that is, it's sort of an intangible, but I think it really is important. It's not one of the real tangible things that you look at, like, you know, job opportunities and affordability. Those are tangible things, but there's this one intangible thing that I really think is a reason why a lot of people look to leave Louisiana. And I'm not bashing the state. You know, I love the state. But we've got one big issue that I think is chasing a lot of young people away. And I don't know if there's anything we can do about it, but the first step in doing something about it is to define the problem. So we'll talk about that this afternoon. You have heard in our news, and she was on with Neil Norman the other day, Helena Moreno, our new mayor, who is about to be sworn in as the new mayor, is learning about how bad off our city is. And you know who this falls back on? LaToya Cantrell. That name is going to be a negative name in this city forever. Forever. It's not that she did everything wrong. She did some things right. But overall, she was a terrible mayor. And we're learning more about that as Helena Moreno started her transition team. So, again, a lot going on. It's the beginning of a new year. One of the things that people do at the beginning of a new year is they go on diets. And if you exercise at a particular gym, I'm sure you've noticed the last couple of days have been very crowded. But it's not going to take long for people to start to go, well, you know, that New Year's resolution, I mean, that was a nice idea at the time, but, you know, I'm just not going to keep up with it. I don't know, maybe it's a month, maybe it's 2 months, but, you know, people just make an exodus back to all of the workout areas and then they stop doing it. So I hope if you've made some New Year's resolutions, I hope you stick to them, because it's real easy to just drop your New Year's resolutions and not even worry about it anymore. But if you made a New Year's resolution, it's probably something that you really should take considerable interest in changing. It might be something about your life that you want to change. I have some personal New Year's resolutions that I have kept so far that now I start to slip now and then. And you know, you can do that. You know, you slip and you go, oh, wait a minute, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm gonna change. So you don't have to be perfect, but you have to keep trying, at least beyond the first month. And New Year's resolutions are no good if you don't really try to keep them. We're going to talk about some of the trendiest diets for 2026, some of the things that may be popular in 2026. And I'm assuming that there will be more people who are going to be using the products where they give themselves a shot and they instantly lose weight. Have you seen Amy Schumer recently? Wow. Have you seen Meghan Trainor? Man, these are two people who have just transitioned almost overnight. And I believe Meghan Trainor has even talked about doing Ozempic. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But for somebody who tries to exercise the extra weight away, you know, a lot of people, you know, look at people who take the shot and that's all they do. And they go, well, you know, that's kind of a cheap way of losing weight. But for a lot of people, it helps. And I hope people who get the jump start with something like Ozempic, I hope they continue to do other things to help keep the weight off and don't ultimately just depend on the shot. to, you know, keep the weight off. All right, how cool would it be? Think about this. How cool would it be to go on vacation to Greenland and not have to have a passport? Well, if Greenland becomes a U.S. territory, as the president wants, then you and I can just like go on a vacation to Greenland and not need a passport. Wouldn't that be nice? I know, not really. I mean, I don't know what you vacation. I don't know what the vacation in Greenland would include, other than maybe a chance to see a polar bear up in the northern part of Greenland. I don't know what you would do. I don't think there's a lot of industry there, but I could be mistaken. So we'll talk a little bit about the president's quest to turn Greenland into a U.S. territory. And it seems like the president is trying to really take over certain countries and has an interest in taking over certain countries and taking over Greenland, for example, as a territory, as a way of amassing this entire hemisphere, making this hemisphere part of the United States of America. And I haven't heard him say he no longer wants to make Canada the 51st state. I think he still wants that. But, I mean, the Canadian people don't want that. And Terrence and Philip, you know, they have been sort of leading the protesting in Canada against becoming part of the United States. So I don't think that's going to happen. But that was a goal. And then now we are apparently running Venezuela. But it's kind of confusing because the president says one thing. The Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, says something else, so we're not really sure. Then there's talk about Colombia and Cuba. And so, I'm a little uncomfortable with this mentality at this stage when it just doesn't seem to be necessary that the United States is going out and colonizing again. That we're going over and taking over countries, assuming that no country is as great as the United States. And you can make that argument. I can make the argument that this is the greatest country in the world. But there are other countries that are really great, too. And it seems that this idea that is apparently ego-driven, that the idea of expanding the territory of the United States seems ego-driven, and it suggests that, you know, nobody should be adhering to their own traditions and their own country. Everybody should be part of the United States. And everybody doesn't have to be part of the United States. Canadians are proud. They don't want to be part of the United States. I'm hearing that the people of Greenland, I'm sure there's some people who disagree with this, but it seems like most of the people in Greenland don't want to become part of the United States. Greenland is a territory of Denmark. Denmark is a NATO ally. Imagine if the United States attacks a territory of a NATO ally. What does that do to NATO? Yeah, I mean, it's really confusing. We'll talk a little bit about this, but this is the kind of stuff that, you know, in some ways it doesn't make sense, and it's really confusing, and Americans have a hard time trying to figure it out. Democrats, independents, and young voters are really PO'd at the president's move in Venezuela. And so as there seem to be more attempts to attract the younger voters, independents, and the Democrats who voted for the president in the last election, they seem to be moving away from the president. There are attempts to attract those voters back. Why? Well, I think it's pretty obvious that the president is going to try to run for president again in 2028. Now, is his stay in the White House going to reach a level of fatigue to where people are just tired of it and they don't want it anymore? I mean, I don't know. A lot can happen between now and 2028. This is a midterm election year. We'll see what happens this year. But, you know, it's obvious that in an attempt to gain control of these countries or to turn Greenland into a territory, by the time that happens, this president is not going to have that much time to enjoy it if he's out of office in 2028. So the desire to do these things seemed to be based on the idea that in his mind, he's going to be president again in 2028. So we'll see what happens. You know, yesterday was the first official day of the carnival season, and there were actual Mardi Gras parades. If you were in them, if you went to them last night, it was a great night for that. I hope you had a great time. I just want to remind you of something that is going to be going on between now and Mardi Gras, and that is the city of New Orleans is closing lanes on St. Charles ahead of Mardi Gras. Now, this is to keep people who go to parades safer. It's about public safety. So beginning on January the 5th, crews were out for the city installing barriers for public safety along the parade route on St. Charles. So the work began on Monday, and it is continuing. It's starting at St. Charles and Calliope, or Calliope, depending on how you pronounce that. And it goes to St. Charles and Napoleon. And they're installing concrete security barriers between the streetcar tracks and the curb in order to better protect the public during the parading season. Now, the left lane is going to be closed only in the areas where the crews are working. And once they finish in one area and move to the next area, they're going to reopen that lane. So I like the way this is being organized. They're not going to just block the lanes for an indefinite period of time while they get all the work done. They do one section, then they open it up, and then they do another section, then they open that part up. So just be aware of that if you travel on St. Charles. You know, I just got into the studio, just in time to do the show, because I had a doctor's appointment this morning, and it was a routine checkup. And one thing we don't control is how long it takes for the doctor to see us, right? I mean, you go to the doctor and you don't know. I mean, I made the appointment early enough to where I had plenty of time to get to the station and do some work. Well, as it turns out, everything is delayed, and I don't really blame the doctor because things happen. So everything is delayed, and I mean, I barely got here in time to do the show. I mean, I wasn't even here in time to do the crossover with Newell. I got here during the news at the top of the hour, just got in the studio to do the show. So I'm glad I made it on time. But there was this one woman while I was in the waiting room, and, you know, I'm trying to describe her. She managed to get into a pair of faux leather pants that were way too small for her, but she managed to get in them. She is wearing sunglasses, and I'm telling you, this woman had an attitude. She was trying to start a fight. It was almost like I kind of got the impression, overhearing part of the conversation with the receptionist at the doctor's office, that she really didn't have an appointment, but she was demanding to see the doctor. And anytime they asked her a question, she said, "Well, that's my business." And the receptionist said, "Well, ma'am, we have to ask these questions." Anyway, I took time to tell the woman at the reception desk. The woman was still in the waiting room, so I kind of whispered to her. I said, "I just want you to know you did a really great job with that woman." And she knew exactly what I was talking about. I took time to compliment her on how she handled that. And it also reminds me of when I was on the last flight coming back from Portland the other day. There was a couple in front of me with three kids, and the kids were very well behaved on the flight. So at the end of the flight, when everybody's, you know, getting their luggage from the overhead compartments and everybody's departing the plane, I took a moment to compliment the family. I said, "You know, your kids were really good." And it occurs to me that, you know, we're so into negativity and criticizing people that maybe we don't take enough time to compliment people when something is good. And with child rearing or anything, the workplace, positive reinforcement is really a good thing. And so maybe we, as busy as we are, maybe we should take time to compliment people. Man, we're real happy to bitch about somebody. We're real happy to complain about somebody who's doing something wrong or something that irritates us. But do we really take time to compliment people? I mean, can you think of a time recently when you complimented somebody? You know, like I did on the flights, telling the family, "Hey, your kids were really well behaved." And that's not the first time I've done that. You know, I try to do that every time I see a family traveling and the kids are well behaved. And again, I think that's, you know, positive reinforcement. And in our society, we're so into being negative that complimenting people, I think, is cool. And then the receptionist, She will probably remember that all day. Because I'm telling you, this woman was trying to just pick a fight with the receptionist. And the receptionist just handled it perfectly. And I gave her credit for it and complimented her about doing that. So, I mean, can you think of a time recently when you complimented somebody and said something nice? Because we're so quick to criticize, do we take as much time to compliment people when they do something right or something nice? If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is back from his custodial work at the station yesterday, and he is in the studio just across from me. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you, too, as well. Glad you made it.
Station, yeah, I barely made it. The station looks great. The custodial work you did yesterday here seemed to pay off, and everything looks nice.
Well, thank you. Anything but to touch a computer. You know, I'm happy to sweep or mop or scrape gum off the bottom of your desk or whatever it is we got to do around
here. It's nice. And the do-rag was nice on your head while you were doing that. I mean, that was kind of cool. Kind of a nice look.
I contain multitudes.
Yeah. Do you take time to compliment people if they do something nice in your presence?
Yeah, if I feel like it would be welcome. Often it's not. You know, just because you want to compliment somebody doesn't always mean that you should. You know, if you feel like, you know, maybe they don't need that. Sometimes they don't. You don't always say, like, to a strange woman, like, hey, you look beautiful.
No, I'm not talking I'm not talking about that. That can get to be a little sketchy. I'm talking about somebody that might act in a way or their behavior might be such that, you know, they did something the right way, and you simply compliment them on how they behave, like the receptionist, you know, fending off this woman who was just trying to pick a fight. And I just thought she did a great job handling the woman because, you know, she could have turned around and got very fiery with this woman. So I complimented her for the job that she did. And I'm sure she's going to remember that. And the people on the flight, their kids were well behaved. And I complimented the parents because that's a reflection of the parents. So, you know, I think we should compliment because, man, we are sure quick to criticize whenever we get the opportunity. All right, we're going to get to some of your texts. We'll get to your calls as well. We do have a lot to cover this afternoon. I want to talk about, I can't wait till tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is one of the college football playoff games. And then there's another one Friday night. And then a full weekend, wild card weekend, games on Saturday and Sunday, the wild card games in the NFL happening this weekend. So we're going to talk about all of that. And also some really big news in the NFL that just sent shockwaves across the league. The firing of John Harbaugh, the coach of the Baltimore Ravens. And there's a lot of talk coming out about the relationship that John Harbaugh had with Lamar Jackson, the quarterback, and that Lamar Jackson, like, there's word that he doesn't want to practice on Wednesdays, and he's given special permission not to practice. That's the word out there. I don't know if that has been confirmed. Lamar Jackson is an incredible talent, and he really is the face of the Baltimore Ravens. And John Harbaugh, I guess, was disposable. They haven't done that great the last couple of years. And a lot of people picked them to win the Super Bowl this year. Now, there were injuries, but, you know, as a team, they didn't play that well this year. It wasn't all the coach's fault. And Lamar Jackson, I mean, you know, there were times when he was great. There were times that he was just an average quarterback. But, you know, that was a really interesting thing. So, ultimately, seven teams are looking for head coaches. I think we have ours in Kellen Moore. All right, we've got a lot to talk about. I'm Scoot on the air. The Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And when we come back, we'll start to get to some of your texts. We'll get to your calls as well. All right, Wednesday afternoon, coming off the Christmas and New Year's holiday, it was a long week facing us, and we're already halfway through the week, and the weather's going to change. We'll get a little rain, and some cooler temperatures are coming up, so that's something to look forward to. Also, Pelicans are in action tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. If you get a chance to go, let's support the Pelicans. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be right back, and remember, you're listening to WWL. You know, sometimes, people just do the right thing in life, and it's little stuff, but they do the right thing. And I think that, you know, that we as members of society should pay a little more attention to the people who are doing it right, and give them positive reinforcement by saying, hey, you know what, you did a good job with that. Hey, that was a nice thing that you did. You know, let's say somebody picked up a piece of trash and threw it away. Why not compliment them? You know, I know that, you know, bitching and complaining and being really PO'd about stuff, I know that, you know, that really gets a lot of attention, and, you know, it riles people up, and yeah, I can't believe they did that, man. Let's bash them for that. You know, I understand that attitude. But, you know, there's something in positive reinforcement for people who do the right thing, and maybe we should take a little more time in society to compliment those people who do it right. Like the parents of the kids that were right in front of me on the flight back from Portland. The kids were well behaved, and at the end of the flight I said, hey, your kids were really nicely behaved. And they said, hey, well, thanks. So he said, well, at least today they were. And then I was at the doctor's office a little bit earlier, and this woman was just trying to pick a fight. She was trying to pick a fight with the receptionist. And the receptionist didn't bite on the bait. And she just really handled the woman very well. So when I was finished and I walked through the area, the woman was trying to start the fight. She was still in the waiting room. But I did kind of whisper over to the receptionist and I said, yeah, you really did a good job with that woman. And she smiled and said, well, you know, thank you very much. I remember a time when I was in line at the grocery store and some old woman was just giving this cashier hell. And I couldn't figure out what the problem was, but she was just cranky and just bitching to this cashier. And I mean, I did step in and say, hey, you know, this girl didn't do anything, but what are you doing, you know, screaming at her? And what are you doing yelling at her? That was a case of kind of stepping in and standing up for the person who was not doing anything wrong. But shouldn't we take a little more time to compliment people? If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And can you think of a time when you went out of your way to compliment somebody because they did it the right way? We're going to get to your text messages here in just a moment. Let's go to Algiers and Monica. You're on WWL. Good afternoon, Monica.
Hi, Stu. How are you, baby?
Good, baby.
Baby. So this is the way I live my life on a daily, is I foster animals, I rescue when I'm out and about getting my cancer treatment or grocery or post office, anything. I start off with a compliment, always. As soon as I walk up to the person, hey, how are you, sweetie? You know, oh, I love your earrings. Oh, your hair looks beautiful. That color looks great on you. Oh, you have beautiful eyes. Whatever it is, just a compliment. So then that way, when they come back at me with any kind of attitude, that's on them. And now that I'm older, I know what misery loves company is all about.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to let the bastards grind me down and take away my positive light.
No, good for you. Good
there's
for you.
So many people out there that are doing that. And it needs to stop.
Yeah, there are people who on a daily basis, they try to rob other people of their happiness. They don't know how to be happy. There are people that are just intrinsically negative, and they look for ways to bring people down. It's
exactly.
You know, it's just the way life is. And, you know, it's like there are a lot of people who just don't know how to be happy, and they're not happy unless they're negative about something. And I know people like that.
Yeah, they have to kill someone else's kindness and happiness because they don't have it within themselves.
No, it's
so
true.
When I go to a restaurant or anywhere, and what I do is I go and I'm like, oh, can I talk to your manager, please? And automatically everybody's like, oh, yeah. And then the manager comes out and I'm like, I just want to tell you, you have an amazing staff, or you're this one over here rocked it out or whatever.
Cool.
And that's how I do it instead of, you know, complaining about everything like most people do. And I also don't go off of reviews because I'm old school. I'm not, you know, the energy that you bring into any kind of situation, if you're going out to dinner or going to a concert or going to this, the energy that you bring is the energy you're going to get back for the most part. I mean, of course, there's miserable people everywhere and they'll try to bring you down. But it's like, if you go into a place with a crappy attitude, then that's what you're going to get back. So bring in what you want, you know.
Yeah, so to some degree, that's
true. Do something
that's
kind every day.
But
do
you know,
something
they're,
kind
they're,
every day. I'm getting ready to drop off clothes for victims that had lost everything in a fire in Algiers. Just every day, do something kind for someone else besides yourself, because you never know when something's going to affect you. Yeah. And most people just live their lives like, oh, it doesn't affect me, so whatever. No, the bees dying affect you. The, you know, animals in the street, it affects us all. So just everybody stop and help. With, I don't understand why that's so difficult.
Just, Monica, you know? I want to compliment you. I want to compliment you on just being an intrinsically good person. You know, you kind of cancel out people like me who are not good all the time. I try, but, you know,
stop.
I'm not always the nicest person. I have my moments. Monica.
Well, we all do. We all do. But, you know, majority of us should try to be kinder. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. There were just a couple of times recently when I went out of my way to compliment people for doing it the right way. And I think it's a cool thing to do. Monica, I appreciate the call.
It is. You're right.
All right. We're going to get to your text messages when we come back. And if you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And look, I've been in this business long enough to know that negativity sells. You know, being negative, criticizing something, talking about how bad something is, that's what really gets the phones to ring. That's what really gets people to become engaged. But I don't want to do that just to appease those people who want to call in and be negative. And I think there are times when we should, even though it might not be popular on talk radio, I think there are times we should be positive. You know, if I talk about something negative about the city of New Orleans, the lines will light up a lot quicker than if I say anything positive about the city. If you say something negative about a police officer, you'll get more comments. I'll get more comments than if I say something positive about a police officer. And I guess that's human nature. But, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with being positive when it's warranted. You know, don't be obsequious and just, you know, be positive to be positive and just be overwhelmingly nice all the time. I'm not talking about that. But if you see somebody doing something the right way, doing the right thing, I don't think there's anything wrong with complimenting them. You got a comment, Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line 504-260-1870. On this day on the Scoot calendar in 1955, Bill Haley and the Comets' Rock Around the Clock entered the UK chart for the first time. It peaked at number 17. Now, this is American rock and roll on the UK chart on this day in 1955. 7 months later, it was the first rock and roll song to ever top the U.S. charts, and it actually would ultimately become number one later in the U.K. So while this might be considered the first official rock and roll song to do well on the charts, this doesn't mean that white people like Bill Haley and the Comets invented rock and roll. I'm Scoot on the air, and we are coming back on WWL. Yeah, look, I know it's really cool to get on the radio and say, man, don't you hate when people do this? Don't you hate when people do that? Man, I love to criticize those people. I know that's cool. And we do that a lot. But I also think that there are times when we should go out of our way to compliment people. And I know that, you know, this is a topic that might not be a typically good radio talk show topic. But, you know, but it's something that we should talk about. And just because it doesn't generate the same number of calls as being negative would generate doesn't mean I'm not going to talk about it. And I just have had personal experience with this the last couple of days. On my flight back from Portland, there was a family with three kids in front of me, three kids and two parents. The kids were well behaved. At the end of the flight, I told the parents, I said, hey, your kids were really well behaved. And that's positive reinforcement. And, you know, I think they deserved it because, you know, not all kids on flights are well-behaved. Then also, just a little while ago at the doctor's office, I was in the waiting room, and this woman who managed to stretch herself into some faux leather black pants, it looked like she was, you know, looked like she wanted to get a lot of attention. And sometimes people get attention through being negative. And this woman was very aggressive with the receptionist at the desk at the doctor's office. And the receptionist could not have handled it better. She diffused the situation. She handled it well. And she was asking the questions that were all asked. And this woman said, well, that's my business. Well, that's nobody's business. And it was like she was just trying to pick a fight. And it didn't work. because the receptionist did a really good job handling her. So when I was finished, I just, you know, went over to the receptionist and said, hey, you did a really good job with that woman. And she knew exactly what I was talking about. She smiled and said, thank you. So can you think of a time that you said something nice to somebody about something that they did right? Somebody that does something right or, you know, displays the right behavior. Do we ever compliment people? And, you know, maybe we should be a little better at giving positive reinforcement. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text message that says, thank you, Scoot, for mentioning complimenting people. I make a point to compliment people as genuinely as frequently as I can. It's amazing the positive impact it makes in a world full of negativity. I'm a small, middle-aged woman who worked in HR for 25 years, so not very intimidating. But positive feedback is generally well received and in such short supply.
See, and that's nice. And see, I get a compliment for talking about complimenting people. So, you know, that's nice. Hey, Scoot's doing the right thing. Maybe he's not getting as many calls as he would get if he was talking about negativity, but he's doing the right thing, so I'll compliment Scoot. So I got a compliment out of it.
Alyssa is listening today and says, Scoot, when I was nursing faculty, I found out that positive reinforcement was one of my best tools, especially when I was doing clinical classes in the hospital. And I had these newbies seeing patients for the first time. I always tried to find something in their performance that they did well and pointed out. I'm not trying to brag, but students signed up quickly to be in my clinical classes and wanted to avoid the crabby old school instructors who were more harsh.
You know, I think we underestimate the power of being positive. The power of complimenting somebody on doing the right thing.
Here's a text that says, why do you always feel the need to point out that many rock and roll songs were not white people's origin? We will never get past racism, dwelling on the color of people's skin. Charlie Pride was one of my favorite country singers going up in the 70s, and Lionel Richie is still my favorite concert. He sat and played for about an hour and a half.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything other than just setting the record straight, because the perception, this is not about racism. Well, I guess to some degree it is, but I'm not doing what you think I'm doing. When I point out that white people did not invent rock and roll, I'm addressing the issue, the historic issue, that white people are given credit for creating rock and roll because of people like Bill Haley and the Comets. They were white, but what they did with Rock Around the Clock, that was something that was built on what African-American artists had been doing, like Fats Domino, locally, Dave Bartholomew, and many other, Little Richard. There were people who were doing things that laid the foundation for rock and roll, and they never got credit for it. So what I'm trying to do is just give them credit for something that they established. I'm not trying to bash white people. I'm just trying to set the record straight because of the perception that, you know, white people invented rock and roll. All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Just as you go through your day today, I thought about something else. And she still works there. There is a cashier at one of the main grocery stores. And she is so good at what she does. She pays attention. She is just really good. She's focused on doing her job, and so focused on it that one time recently I told her, I said, look, I just want to compliment you on the job that you're doing because you do a really great job. And she looked up at me and smiled like nobody had ever told her that before. And so why not reinforce her? You know, why not reinforce the positive behavior that people display? And here's this cashier dealing with one customer after another. And I, you know, took a moment to compliment her. All right. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1967, this was the number one song in the R&B charts. As we went into the new year of 1967, it's Aaron Neville. Tell It Like It Is, a classic.